بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected Elders and Brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the opportunity to gather here tonight. We make intention for nafil i'tikaf, nawaitul i'tikaf lillahi azza wa jal ma'adumtu fil masjid, that as long as we in the house of Allah, may Allah reward each and every one of us inshallah. Ameen. So very quickly, just to recap, we were speaking on the conditions that make charity a worship. We spoke last week about how we should give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to increase the reward of a person from 1 to 700. We also spoke about how our charity should be such that we should give from the halal earnings. We should give and have the right intention and give to the people who are deserving. Now tonight, inshallah, we're going to continue on this same aspect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say something which is proper and forgive, for this is better than a charity followed by teasing. Now over here, my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights certain conditions that will make charity go in vain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly says that we must be such that when we must speak correctly. When we are giving people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hints at the fact that do not publicize our favor after spending. When we're giving someone something, do not publicize our spending to them. Very often we have become such that we want to make the whole world know that, listen, I have done this, so I have done this favor to that person or this organization. Charity is similar to salah. Charity is similar to salah in the sense that they both are not once-off payments. You can't just do it once and it's finished. Charity is such a thing like salah. It has to keep on, you have to keep on doing it. Now, a person who reads 5 times salah can no way say for 100% sure and guarantee that every salah of his is accepted. I mean, you and I know when we go and perform our salah, where our thought goes, and before you know it, the imam is making salam and we're back on land. So it's so many, you know, it's a reality. So we have to understand that we have to keep on doing it. We have to keep on doing it. And at the same time, we do not publicize it. A person is reading 5 times salah, alhamdulillah. He's reading tahajjud salah, alhamdulillah. He's making extra nafil ibad, alhamdulillah. But in no way must he go and publicize it. I give you a little example. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah Ali is one of the world's greatest known sages and pious people of our ummah. And it is mentioned regarding him in a kitab called Tadhkiratul Awliya. And they mention and they say over there about Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah Ali that he was a very handsome man and he was very wealthy. Very handsome and very wealthy. But there was a masjid in his area, and I think it was Damascus, where he wanted to be imam of that place. He wanted to be the imam of that masjid. So what he did was he took his prayer rug and for 1 year he stood in the corner near the masjid and he made salah, hoping that someone will see him and they will say, MashaAllah, look at this man. What a pious man. There's never a point where we've never seen him not praying. And in the evening when everyone was gone, then he would go and gather with his friends and he would get involved in amusement and music, etc. So he mentions and he says one night they were sitting and his friends dozed off and he was still awake. So he took out his flute and he started to play it. But from that flute, a voice came out and told him, "Oh Malik, when are you going to do things sincerely?" So immediately he dropped it and it hit him with such an impact that he rushed to the masjid. And he said, "The entire year I was reading without sincerity. I was reading without sincerity. Let me read this 2 rakats with sincerity." And he read that 2 rakats with sincerity. And shortly thereafter, people came to him and said, "You know what, why don't you become our imam?" He says, "No, I'll never do that." And this is how he started his life of piety and how he moved away from everyone and he only concentrated on his akhirah. The point is sincerity. When we're giving charity, we must give it for the pleasure of Allah and we must not publicize when we are giving. Yes, there are certain circumstances when it will be permissible for a person to publicize. For example, it's a, you know, life or death situation. If you are to look in history, you'll see Uthman radiallahu anh, when the rebels had surrounded him and they cut off water to him, to his residence, he came out and he says, "Listen, I was the one who bought the well of Rumah for the Muslim community. I uplifted my community and today you are the same people who are cutting me off from water." So this is something else. It will be permissible in this situation. Another time when it will be permissible, if for example you give some money to someone who is a bogus collector, a fake collector, a con artist, Now, then you realize this man is, you know, he's bogus. So now you need to notify people. Then it will be permissible to say, listen, I also put money in this man's hand and this is what he did. So in these situations, it will be permissible. But other than that, a person must not publicize his spending. The next thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the next condition over here that is mentioned, do not consider the receiver practically disgraced. When you are giving charity to a person, don't make the person who receives it feel disgraced. This is something very important. When we are giving charity, we must show honor to that person. As a giver, always remember and think that Allah is giving you a way out from getting His punishment. Because the hadith is clear that charity removes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must look at it at the fact that Allah is giving me a chance to give this charity, and as a result of which, Allah will protect me from some calamity. So the giver must not become such that he wants to disgrace the person, but rather he must feel relieved that Allah has given him a chance to give charity. As for the receiver, he must not think of it that let me relieve this man of any difficulty, so I'll keep on collecting. As a receiver, he must make dua that, Ya Allah, just as how people are giving, you give me that tawfiq one day to give also. Let me also do that. How often we say, Ya Allah, take us for Hajj, take us for Umrah, let us read our Salah. But hardly any time goes or any dua is made, O Allah, let me become such that I can give millions in zakat. So we must make that sort of dua. So these are the conditions that we need to understand over here. And we need to also understand, my respected elders and brothers, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani. Allah doesn't need anyone. We are in need of Allah. So when we give charity, we must give for the pleasure of Allah. And the last thing that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He gives an example of a person who gives charity, but he does it only for the pleasure of other people. So Allah says, the person like this is like such, a person who takes a beautiful seed and he puts it on the first level of sand, on a rock that's hardly covered. That's hardly covered. So you can just imagine a ground. You just dig one small hole and you put one seed over there. And now you're expecting it to grow. And then the rain comes and it washes away everything, that even that seed does not remain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people who spend like this, meaning who spend for favor, who want to show the whole world how much they give, then for them there's nothing. Like a bottomless cup. You keep putting, but there's nothing you can save. So we must learn to understand from this here, that when we are giving charity, let us give for the pleasure of Allah. The whole world does not need to know what we are giving, who we are doing favor to. When we are giving, do not make that person feel disgraced. And this is what is meant by qawlun ma'aruf. It is better to be saying good things to a person than to give someone something and disgrace them. We give people something, we've done favors to someone, then it shouldn't be held against that person that 20 years down the line, hey, listen, don't forget, I was the one that did this. I was the one that put you in this position today. No. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Our reward must only be by Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. And when we give charity, let us give for the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. بحمدي سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاك الله